question has been raised, how does one prepare for death? I am happy that a question about death has been raised, because it's a very important aspect in life. It may be something very gloomy, something very unpleasant, but it's desirable, occasionally at least, to give some thought to it. What happens when we forget this most certain thing in life? When we forget the most certain thing in life, then we live as if we are going to live forever. And you can just imagine the types of life people lead when they assume that they are immortal. And what happens is, this creates a kind of a dream world of their own, which is so unrealistic. And then, when suddenly, when they are confronted with death, either their own death or the death of another person, what happens? That make-believe world that they have created collapses. People who have been working with people who are dying have given, described stages people go through when they are confronted with death. I don't want to mention all that. So this is one important point to remember. To remind ourselves as often as possible about the inevitability of death. Not to forget the most certain thing in life, because that would be, to say the least, something extremely unrealistic. This is the first point. Second point to reflect is, why are people afraid of death? When you analyze the rituals that are involved with dead people, this problem of fear comes up very clearly. Most of the rituals, in a way, though we assume that we are doing it for the dead person, it's for the living. So it shows that there is a strong element of fear. Now, why is there fear to die? One is that we assume that what we are identifying ourselves with, we may lose when we die. What are the things that we identify ourselves with? Generally speaking, it's three things. One is we identify with ourselves. So at death, I wouldn't like to lose this body that I am identifying with. Another is that we identify ourselves with other people, friends, relations. We don't like to lose them. The third is our possessions. So the crucial question is, can we die to them while living? Can we die to them while living? So if we can die to them while living, then, as I said, whether one lives or whether one dies makes no difference. A third point about death is this idea of letting go. It's significant that people with terminal illness, like cancer, when they realize that they are dying and when they experience physical pain, the suffering that they go through at that time. But there have been interesting instances when at some point they let go of that, when they are in a position to let go of their identifications, then a significant change takes place in that individual. Where even your facial expression changes. Such people, when they pass away, they die with an extremely serene and calm face. So it shows even at that crucial time, if we can let go, that's it. So hence the importance of letting go. So in meditation, this is the whole emphasis of learning to let go. So whether one is living or whether one is dying, this is what we need to learn. Another aspect of death is at the time that we die, we may have our relations, we may have our friends, we may have our wealth, we may have our power, but you have to face that all by oneself. This is the naked truth. You have to face it all by oneself. No one is in a position to help you. Their help is extremely limited. So therefore, while living, we need to learn to relate to oneself. This brings up an important aspect in meditation, is learning how to relate to oneself. This is why in meditation there is such a lot of emphasis in solitude. In the center where I live in Sri Lanka, in the schedule, we have a time for individual and outdoor meditation. We encourage the meditators to spend some time alone with oneself. And to see how you relate to yourself when you are alone. It so happens with many human beings, when you are alone with yourself, not having to do anything, what happens? You are bored with yourself. You don't seem to enjoy your company very much. We rely on external things to be happy, to be contented. So it is extremely important in meditation, in spiritual life, to have this right relationship with oneself. There is an interesting difference between loneliness and aloneness. Loneliness is something that you suffer when you are alone with oneself. But aloneness is a situation where you enjoy your own company. So if you can experience this aloneness in life, then at the time when one is dying, you can relate to that condition in an entirely different way.